Jack and Bobby Charlton are probably the most famous footballing brothers to have played the game. Both of them played in the successful England World Cup team of 1966. But there is another football mad Charlton brother, Tommy Charlton, who's a fair bit younger than both Jack and Bobby. But Tommy will endeavour to become the third Charlton brother to play for England by qualifying to play for the England over 60s walking football team this Saturday. He joins us now. Tommy, just start by telling us, over 60s walking football, I suppose it's exactly as it sounds, it's football without running.
Well, it's supposed to be no running, but that's a very loose term. It's very difficult to referee who is running and who isn't.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. The trial is on Saturday on a very historic ground, Turf Moor at Burnley. Are you nervous about about the trial?
Well, I'm looking forward to it immensely. I'm not under any illusions. There's going to be some really good players there. It'll be good. I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll get to some of the players who'll be there in a moment. Look, everybody in Ireland knows your brother, Jack, and everybody who knows anything about football knows your brother, Bobby, one of the greatest players to have graced the game. You were a pretty decent footballer yourself. You played a lot of amateur football in your day.
Well, I can't say. I played a lot of football. I've always played football at the drop of a hat. Any opportunity. But I can't be, my name can't be said in the same breath as Bob and Jack. I try hard. Yeah.
You're 71 now, I think I'm right in saying. I hope you don't mind me revealing
your age. I'm 72.
Yeah. Have you pretty much played football all your life?
Well, I broke my kneecap when I was 23, which stopped me altogether. I played football, and that was a trauma. I tried coming back when I was in my 30s, but I was a bit old and I was too slow. But I've always played in friendly games, anything at all, any chance at all, I play.
What was it like having two such famous brothers? Because, I mean, Jack, great centre-half, huge personality, went on to be a really good manager, particularly as we know in this country. And then Bobby, such an amazing player, both of them won a World Cup, Bobby won a European Cup. It must have been great as a young fella having your two older brothers making the headlines like that.
Well, of course. I mean, I really cannot tell anybody how proud I was at that time. But the way we were brought up was not to be a braggart, and certainly not to appear in any shape or form to be over the top. And I've never actually been able to explain to the world just what I felt like. I suppose anybody who's been involved in anything like that would understand.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the 1966 World Cup final, that must have a special memory for you, to have two brothers in the same team winning the World Cup, the only time England have won the World Cup. Did you get along to Wembley that day yourself?
I didn't get to Wembley because I was an apprentice at the pit and I didn't have any money.
Wow.
And I'm not the sort of guy that would go cap in hand and to my brothers and say, could you give me some money to come and watch you? I was quite content to watch on the TV. They were far too busy to worry about somebody like me. And Mum and Dad were looked after by a newspaper. So they were looked after and taken.
Yeah, football was very different in those days. Listen, let's talk a little bit about Saturday. There's some good players there. Alan Kennedy, who full back on that brilliant Liverpool team, the late 70s, early 80s, a guy who scored a goal in a European Cup final. So there's going to be some pretty decent players on display.
Well, the fact that they've arranged for me to go, I wouldn't want anybody to think that it was only because of my name. I do play a lot, and yeah, I do try very hard, and I will give it my best shot. But I'm not under any illusions that I'm in the same league as Alan Kennedy.
Yeah, I suspect you're probably being too modest. Tell me this, what would it mean for you for a third Charlton brother to stick on an England jersey? What would that mean to you?
Well, if by some remote chance it did happen, I'm sure Bob and Jack would be very proud. And they are that sort of kid, you know, they're that sort of lads. And I would love to give them something to be proud of me for, you know.
I'm sure they're very proud of you. Listen, it's a great story. We wish you really well on Saturday. It would be fantastic to see you wearing that England jersey. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning, Tommy.
It's no bother. Jack always speaks very highly of the Irish people, and of course his heart is there, you know?
Yeah, we speak pretty highly of him as well. He gave us some pretty good days.
Yes, they were good days, weren't they?
Yeah, they were the best days, Tommy. They really
marvellous.
Were.
Oh,
they were
marvellous.
Fantastic. Yeah. We could spend all morning reminiscing about how brilliant those days were. But look, I won't take up any more of your time. Thanks so much for talking to us, Tommy.
No problem. Thank you. Bye bye.
Remarkable man.
What a gentleman.
Real gentleman. Lovely man.
It'd be great to see him play for England, the third Charlton brother.